My name's Rebecca Avery and I am from Wigan. Okay, so today's skill swap is about cooking on a budget and being able to feed a family for approximately £2 to £2.50. So top tip number one would be seasonal produce. So your first most important factor is buy seasonal, because seasonal is always cheaper and it's more readily available as well. Seasonal produce, for example, in October would be squash and pumpkin. Seasonal produce for the summer are strawberries. So when we think about seasonal produce, it is about, you know, sticking either with the month or with the actual season, whether that's autumn, winter, spring, summer. The places that you can find out the top seasonal produce, if you have a local fruit and veg shop or a local greengrocer's, they invariably will know. If you have a local butcher, again, they will tell you the best time of year for the certain meats and different cuts of meats, or you can contact us direct at Nutrix Nutrition and we can provide seasonal recipes. We have seasonal menus available, and they are all tailored for families of four cooking on a budget. The second tip would be no waste. So reduce waste. And by that I mean using everything. So if it's the if you've got a chicken, so if you've done a roast chicken and you've had a roast chicken dinner, keep the carcass. And again, we can provide recipes, or you can certainly find ideas online of what to do with a chicken carcass, so you can make a soup out of it and a stock. So one meal actually becomes three meals. Top tip number three would be making it a family interaction session. So if you've got children, get your children chopping, get your children really engaging with the food, discussing the, you know, the ingredients and where they might have come from, what makes, you know, why they're in season, and just make it that complete family unit of being an interactive, because what we find by doing that, again, with even though it's cooking on a budget and they are top five tips, we know that the more that children interact with food and the more connection that they make, the wider the taste will become. Top tip number four would be plan and prep. So your planning and your preparation is key. Know what you're doing, know what you want to do, and make sure that you've got everything to hand and it's readily available. The way to do that, again, would be either get yourselves a food journal, so the readily available, or a journal, just a journal, it doesn't have to be a food journal, and look for inspirational recipes, or, you know, think about yourself and think about, well, you know, what you liked as a child and how best, you know, did your parents plan and prep? And if they didn't, well, then change that habit. And if they did, expand on that habit. The thing is, when it comes to planning and prep, there is no right or wrong. It's what works for you in your environment. Finally, top tip number five for cooking on a budget with a family would have to be sitting down and enjoying that meal together. We'll be right back.